just days away now from the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Join us today, Cass Newell, Executive Vice President of OYE. And Cass, I know you've had the entry deadline come and go just this last week, and tremendous numbers of growth once again in the number of participants and entries at this year's event.
Yeah, so the entries are up again at the Oklahoma Youth Expo by around 2,000 entries if you total everything together, which is incredible. The Ag Mechanics specifically was up around 50 entries, which is great for that contest. You know, it's a newer contest, and this is the first year that it's really jumped, which we are excited about, hopefully getting some new kids involved and some new clubs involved with that contest. And then, to no surprise, the hogs are up the most of anything again this year, both gilts and barrows. So we're looking forward to another great Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Tell me, in other words, what are you hearing from the chapters, from 4-H clubs, the individual exhibitors as well? Why the continued strong push higher on these entries?
You know, I don't have an exact answer for that, but I think, you know, the thing that we all would say is how much students learn from participating in the Oklahoma Youth Expo, in their local shows, in their county shows, and, you know, what those students get out of that, what they're able to do in the future because of these show projects. I think that's the reason that there's so many, you know, new entries every year, and we'll continue to see it go up, we hope, every single year. We hope to have more kids involved, more chapters involved, and just basically touch more exhibitors throughout the state of Oklahoma.
Literally, we're 2 weeks or a little less away from when folks are going to start showing up at the fairgrounds, and all the things are going to start to happen, starting, of course, first with that Ag Mechanics competition. What can exhibitors and folks that come, the supporters come, what will they see this year at this fairgrounds? Anything rearranged a little bit differently, or are there a little bit different schedule on some of the things?
You know, for the most part, it's pretty close to the same. The main schedule change that we had this year was on the heifers. We are going to show a few more breeds in the Barn 3 show arena there to allow us to balance our times better in the Jim Norick arena. So we hope, you know, that'll help with all those times there. So there's a few breeds that have been moved to Saturday and then to Sunday morning as well. For the most part, though, the schedule is the same as before. The one thing that we're hoping for is a normal year this year. We haven't really had a normal year since 2019, so we're hoping to get back to that. And, you know, we're excited to see everyone this year, and we're looking forward to a great event.
And, of course, there's so many different things that happen between all the various showmanship contests, the skill-a-thon that you've got, breeding shows, and then market shows. It's so many things every day.
Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts to the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and it's something that we look forward to all year long and work on all year long. So we just we really are excited for this year, and we think it's going to be a great one and a great turnout as well. We're hoping for better weather than today.
And of course, folks, you got your website. You'll be obviously doing stuff on social media, and as always, last couple of years, you've got your app that gives so much information.
Yes, if you don't have the app downloaded, this is the time to do it. We push every piece of information that we have through that app to keep everyone as up-to-date as possible throughout the show and before the show. So it's certainly something that you should download if you haven't done it already.
Thank you, Cass. Cass Newell, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Youth Expo. 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo happening March 7th through the 18th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.